Impact Driven Entrepreneur, episode 81, how to create the mindset for a six-figure group program. Let's do it.
Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur, the podcast that helps you expand your reach and convert that reach into clients so you can lead your tribe with confidence and create change in the world while living the life you desire. And now your host, certified business coach and consultant, Mariana Ruiz.
Welcome back to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur. Today, we're going to be talking about mastering your mindset and really getting your mindset at the place where you'll be able to bring in that multiple six-figure or six-figure revenue stream through your group program, and what it's really going to take mentally for you to stay on point with this goal. So the reason that I wanted to cover this topic today is a few things. So what I'm noticing as I'm coaching people who are out to really do this, whether it be get to that first six figures or add that multiple six figure through their group program, what I'm finding is that many of you guys are getting stuck in the language and the things that are going on in your brain the rest of the 20 hours of the day. Okay. So as a coach, I have access to you, whether that be through one-on-one coaching, through group coaching, through my videos, through, you know, audio content, whatever it is, wherever you're consuming, whether you're getting this for free or you're paying me, right? You're going to have access to me. And a lot of the stuff that we're working on is really starting to shift and give you ahas and really give you those breakthroughs in how you're thinking and what your thoughts are about your business and about your group program. And the question is, what are the thoughts that are going through the brain that you're having the other times of your day? And that is what mental mastery is really all about. So I've decided to build out this portion of my group program, the Impact Formula. What we're going to be doing is creating an entire mental mastery section that's really designed to help you reprogram your brain. So I've done a lot of work on myself and with my clients over the last 4 years to really get to a level where I have an abundance mindset. I feel empowered. I feel really empowered in terms of money and my ability to create money and my ability to really do the things that I need to do as a CEO and a business owner to make decisions at that executive level that are going to drive the business towards where we're going rather than keeping us stuck. And all of that stems from my thoughts and how I think about things. And that's, I think, one of the most valuable parts of coaching, because you start to really see how that person is thinking, and then you start to model that and you start to change the way you're thinking to reflect where you're going rather than making those decisions based on where you are. The reality is, if we continue to make decisions based on where we are, we will continue to recreate those same patterns in our life. Let me describe this to you. So I think one of the best models that shows us this really, really concretely is Brooke Castillo's model. And it's based off of cognitive behavioral psychology. And I just like the way that she lays it out because she has a couple extra steps in there. It is not confusing at all, but has a couple extra things in there that help us to really see how the brain and the thought you're having actually is a reflection of the results, right? So any result, you can take any result that you're getting in your life. If you're getting a result that is not the desired result, the actual result that you want, then you want to work backwards on this model and really see what are the thoughts that are creating that result for me. And understand and know that you as a human being are an amazing, powerful human being that has choice over the thoughts you're having. I think for me, one of the biggest breakthroughs came for me when I started to realize that I am not my thoughts and that I am the one that gets to choose what my thoughts are and that I get to consciously choose what I am thinking about. And you have the same power. I am not alone, like, in this human experience. You also get that. And through you choosing those thoughts, you also therefore are therefore deliberately choosing and creating the result you want. So let me illustrate that to you with Brooke's model. You can check out her podcast. It's called The Life Coach School. It's an amazing podcast, amazing resource. And she, I just adore her work. So it's called the self-coaching model or something like that. And basically, you have your circumstance, you have your thought, you have your feelings, you have your actions, and you have your results. So right now, whatever the circumstance is, a lot of times people make decisions based on a circumstance. My bank account has $5 in it. Well, you may be making a decision based on that. But what if your bank account had $5 in it and you know you were getting a $2,000 payment tomorrow? Would your decisions be different? And what is the difference between thinking that now? And so many times I had a client who recently, I had a phone call with her and she booked two clients back to back, one-on-one clients that are paying her $1,000 a month each. And she said to me, I'm so stressed out. I just don't know if I can get another client. And I said to her, did you know before you booked those two clients that you were going to get those two clients? And her answer was no. And I said to her, okay, so what's the difference between you choosing the thought, like, why are you choosing the thought, I don't know if I can do this again, versus choosing the thought, last time I did this, I had no idea this was coming. I get to choose whether I say another client is on my way, on its way to me, right? Like another perfect client is on its way to me. That is a choice for her to focus on that versus focusing on the positive thought. And you have the same choice. So that is the thought line. Then we have the feeling. So a lot of times, sometimes people are like, I just don't feel right about that. Or I get this feeling of doom and gloom. Well, you don't just get the feeling. You are thinking the thought first. The thought always precedes the feeling. So you need to look at what was the thought that created that feeling. So that's the feeling line. And then based on the feelings, you have actions that you take or don't take, or the way in which those actions are taken are in a certain way or not. And then you have the results. And the beautiful thing about this model and how it's really very a logical progression and helps you to see that your thoughts actually create your results is that Brooke says that the results are always a reflection of the initial thought. And I have seen this time and time and time again after doing this work for years now. I am seeing how my models are always a reflection of that initial thought. And therefore, any result that I want to change, I just have to change my thinking about it. Another thing that I think is super powerful for you to think about is you're never stuck. It's only your thinking that is stuck. You're having stuck thoughts. You're having overwhelmed thoughts. You're never overwhelmed. You're never stuck. Those are things that you're choosing to think. And therefore, by choosing that, you're choosing that over choosing a different thought, okay? And you have complete power and choice over what you want that to be, okay? So that's like the foundational, some of the foundational pieces that you need to really understand in order to be able to move from like having thoughts and just being really out there, like not really controlling and managing your thoughts, to like really taking a hold of your thinking and making sure that that thinking is in alignment with where you want to go. So that's the first piece. You're not your thoughts. You are the one choosing that thought, and any thought that you have is a choice. Now, right now, many of your thoughts are giving you a positive reward, whether that be a reward that you're currently still getting in your life or whether it just be positive reward because you're so pre-programmed into that thought that like choosing something else, your brain doesn't want to choose something else because it feels like it will require more energy. Okay. So that is a principle of neuro-linguistic programming. And that is that like, we always have a positive intention between like our, with our behavior. So what is the positive reward you're getting from the thoughts that you're thinking? If you're thinking the thoughts like, I have no money and I don't want to invest in my business. I can invest in my business, right? Like, what is the positive reward you're getting from having those thoughts? And right now you may like look at that and be like, I don't know. I don't think I'm getting a positive reward, but I really want you to look within. I know for me, when I really started to do this work, I will openly share with you some of the things that came up for me. Number one, I was being very well taken care of by my husband. So like, well, actually that meant I didn't have to be uncomfortable in sales activities, in getting out there and getting uncomfortable, because I already had like, you know, great support at home. So like, it was really just going above and beyond, but also like, it wasn't necessary, if that makes sense. Okay, so maybe that's you. Maybe you're like, okay, I have a part-time job or a full-time job or whatever, or my husband pays for things or my wife pays for things. Great. Okay. And is that a positive reward, or is there another layer of that, right? Is not taking it to the next level, avoiding some sort of discomfort or something that you think may be uncomfortable or that you think may be scary. And that could be your positive reward, right? So those are some things for you to really think about. And then what I like to do, and this goes way deeper than the work that I've done with Brooke, this goes way deeper into neuro-linguistic programming, and it is really looking at, who do I have to be able to create the result that I want? Right? So if you want to have the six-figure group program revenue stream, like a full revenue stream, it's really just you're making $8,000, it would be something around between $8,000 and $9,000 a month just from group coaching, one time a week, you're coaching multiple clients at that level. If you want that to happen, who are you being as a CEO? How are you operating your company? How are you showing up on the things that you're doing? How are you showing up for sales? What is your relationship with sales? What is your relationship with money, asking for the sale? And if you're not embodying that now, but you're hoping and wishing that it comes true, that is where hoping and wishing is. Right? Instead, you need to start to embody that now. And that is the work that coaching can help you to do. That is the gap that coaching helps you to fill. And we do it not only through our sessions, because in our sessions, whether that be group coaching or one-on-one coaching, I can reflect a lot of this for you. What I find time and time again, even in my own coaching, is like, I'm thinking thoughts that are not in alignment with where I'm trying to go. And my coach will totally reflect that to me. She'll identify them in 5 seconds because she's been there, and also because she's coached people. Like, that's her job, right? And she'll reflect that to me and be like, but hold on a second. You need to think about it like this. How about thinking about it like this? What would this feel like? What, you know, how can we actually put this on? And so that's with coaching. And also through the tools that I teach you in my group program, you're going to start to implement that into your life so that everything you're doing, how you're showing up, how you're being, how you are operating in your life, the other 20 hours a week, a day for the whole week, is what is going to really create that. So if you were truly aligned, if you were truly operating from the place of being the business owner that has a six-figure group program, that is operating your business at that level. If you were really operating at that level right now, you would already have that result. The only reason that you don't have that result yet is because you're not fully being that person now. So look at your life and look at the way you're showing up in your business and in your life and ask yourself, am I showing up in the way that is really in alignment with where I'm trying to go? And I did want to say too, like as a side note, and also for some of you, you may be so stuck that you can't even admit, and this was me, when I first started coaching with my coach, she's like, okay, yeah, so we're going to take your business to seven figures. And I was like, what? Hold on a second. We're doing what? Like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. And I remember having a conversation with my own brain about it and saying, yes, I want to take my business to seven figures. And why haven't I even allowed that to be a thought? Why haven't I even allowed that to be something that I want? And then I had to go through like all of this thought work about that and deciding, number one, intentionally, that yes, that was my vision. Then I had to, number two, decide my own timeline for that. Because it may or may not look the same as somebody else's timeline. And for me personally, if you've been with me on the long haul, you know I used to run the podcast called the Mom Entrepreneur Success Podcast. And one of my main things in that podcast, I interviewed 6 and 7 figure business owners that were moms. And one of the main things that I wanted to bring through in that content and through that experience was that you can be a 6 and 7 figure business owner and a mom, and like shit does not have to go down. You know what I mean? Like you can do that all really beautifully and really fulfilled. And you get to choose your version of success. For me, my version of success is like getting to be in my PJs most of the day, getting to like have messy hair, not having to be in an office, right? Some of my friends and colleagues are building their business a lot differently. They want to have that in-person interaction with others. They want to have an in-person business. And if you've listened to me for a while, you know, I train sometimes interns at the library. I can do that for short spurts of time. But then I need to come back to my hole of my house and my cave and like be in sweatpants. Okay. So my whole point in saying this is, one, make sure you're building the business that you actually want. Two, no dream is ever too big for you, no matter what you're going through. If you are a mom, if you aren't a mom, if you have kids, if you don't have kids, if you're a dad, whatever. Like if, like I had a disabled daughter. I mean, she wasn't disabled for life, but she was a preemie. You know, she was in the ICU for multiple days. She came home to me on breathing machines. And yes, I had to admit to myself that eventually I wanted my company to get to 7 figures. But I also knew it wasn't going to happen that first year, you know. But I also did know that that was something that I could work through, that I could work towards in my, you know, 10-year vision. But I knew that like I wanted to spend that year with my daughter, and I did, right? And I wanted to build a business that would allow me to stay home with her and be with her and really take care of her, take her to therapy. Those were the important things to me. And my timeline for my business success may have been a little slower because of that. And I'm totally okay with that, right? So your version of success is yours. Don't do it based on what I want, what anyone else wants, what anyone else says, okay? This is your baby. What does your baby look like? What does your version of success really look like for you? Go inward for that one. And also know that the sky is the limit, and just give yourself grace on your own timeline. It is your timeline. Okay. So those are kind of like the main things that I wanted to cover. I'm going to recap some of this. So the first is, you are not your thoughts. You are the one that gets to cautiously choose your thoughts. Okay. The next thing, every thought that you have is a choice. We get a positive reward for the thoughts that we are thinking, whether it be not having to question, not having to like ruffle feathers with ourselves, with our family, with our upbringing, with our tribe, with any of that, because of staying in those same patterns or getting out of our comfort zone. Okay. Next, really making sure that you are being the person that has what you want now, today, before you have it. That's how you actually create it. Okay. You create it by being that person now. If you were fully being and embodying that person today, you would already have what you want. And realize that success is on your timeline. There's nothing that's too big. There's nothing that's too small, right? Sometimes I have clients that come to me and they're like, you know what? All I want is a $100,000 business. That's all I want. And even after I explain to them, okay, that's going to yield you about a 50% profit margin. So your take home pay is going to be $50,000. Are you okay with that? And they're still okay with that, right? So I want that to be your cautious choice, if that's your conscious choice. You may not want to go all the way to a million. Fine. Okay. You may want to go to a million. Allow yourself to be where you are and choose consciously based on what you want, based on your priorities and what you're willing to put in and really who you want to become. Because that is truly the gift. The gift is, who do you get to become in this process? I shared with you on the last episode about stepping into my year and reflecting on that lovingly. And the best gift that I had for myself in 2018 was who I was getting to become as a leader, who I was getting to become as a business owner and a CEO. And that is truly the gift. Okay. So those are the things that I wanted to talk to you today regarding mindset. As I said, we are building out extensively trainings in different areas of mindset. And I did want to review some of those areas so you could start to see kind of like, where are those thoughts that are going to need to have some shifts if I want to make my business really get to the level of peak performance for me and success for me. So I look at clarity about your vision. I look at visibility. I look at money mindset. I look at confidence, and I look at boundaries. You're going to need all those five areas with regard to your mindset to be on point for you to embody that as you're stepping into that next level of success for yourself. And so really look at each of those areas and ask yourself, where am I? Is my vision clear, right? That's why I went deep into vision and like making sure that success is right for you. Am I okay with being visible? Maybe that's the area where I need help right now, or up-leveling. Money mindset. Confidence, boundaries, 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 boundaries. Oh my gosh, boundaries. Especially like as you're going towards six figures and beyond six figures, boundaries becomes even more important. What are you no longer willing to do? Where are those places where you're going to need to say, nope, this is my space. This is my time, right? And that's not always the easiest, especially when it comes to family. In my case, for me, that was the hardest, and clients too, you know, like not bending over backwards for anyone and everyone that would give me even a dollar, right? So I want you to examine your mindset and ask yourself, are you truly being that person now? And where is your next 90 days going to be your area of focus with regard to your mindset work. That's how we operate inside of my programs, the Impact Formula. I have everyone choose a 90-day focus area in each of the pillars that we work through. Mindset is just one of those pillars. So they would be choosing an area of focus, whether it be clarity, visibility, money mindset, confidence, or boundaries, for them to be working on for those 90 days to really get strong mindset around it, and then actually action towards creating that, right? So especially with boundaries, you need to have the action and follow through to really create that. And so all of that being said, I want to invite anyone who is listening to really step into the next version of yourself with me as your coach. And I want to help you to do that inside of one of my programs. So go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/strategy and go sign up for a strategy session. Let's talk about what your mindset is really going to have to look like. Who do you have to embody and become so that you can take your business to where you want to go? What is your version of success? What does that look like inside and out, behind the scenes and forefront, so that you can really start to create that now? We need to start by being that person now, and coaching is the best way for you to start to really embody that and work through not only the knowledge of how to reprogram your brain, because that's what I teach you, based on my background in brain surgery and neuroscience. I read my first brain surgery neuroscience book when I was 16, and I've been obsessed with the brain ever since, okay? So we talk about that. And I am, like I said, not like any other coach because of my brain science background. But not only that, we also work towards implementing. We keep you accountable. I give you all of the action things that you need and the strategy pieces that you need to really build your business so that the group program becomes your six-figure revenue stream. So of course, if that's one of your goals, let's talk about that. If you're still in the early phases of building out your business and you just want to launch a group program that's not at that level yet, you just want to get going, we can help you with that. And I have helped clients to add $500,000 in sales last year through their group program and through their launch methods by building a consistent and sustainable launch system that they can sell consistently six-figure launches. So if you want to do any of those things, I am here for you. I want to help you to take your business to the next level in 2019. Go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/strategy and let's apply for your strategy session so we can get started helping you get to all of your transformation goals in 2019. Have an amazing day. Head on over to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com where you can find an arsenal of videos, blog posts, and previous podcast episodes to help you increase your profit and impact. Again, impactdrivenentrepreneur.com and click on blog. Enjoy.